sanctions pressure Sudan to stop genocide. A ministry gets ready to work. Millions rejoice during the Global Day of Prayer. And a customized New Testament is making a citywide impact. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United States has ordered new economic sanctions to pressure Sudan's government to halt the bloodshed in Darfur. The fighting in that region has displaced 2.5 million people, leading to a humanitarian crisis. Will the confrontation be effective? Christian Reformed Rural Relief Committee's Andrew Reiskamp.
At this point, it's a little early to tell what the impact is. The last time that there was increased pressure on Darfur, the security situation did improve somewhat. International attention on Darfur does have an impact.
Reiskamp says while pressure can relieve the crisis, those in ministry are making preparations for strong long-term support in the region.
A number of Christian agencies have banded together so that our combined strength and influence can be used not only in Sudan but now also in Chad, and increasing we're looking at ways that we can work in regions, especially where there's insecurity.
Next, the question remains, will stricter sanctions against Sudan work? The unchecked Darfur crisis has spawned a humanitarian catastrophe in the region. Compassion Radio's Norm Nelson says they're working through the Sudan Council of Churches and through local pastors based in Khartoum.
We are reaching out to those who have been displaced by the terrible attacks that have been going on in Darfur and are living in United Nations refugee camps.
Aside from humanitarian assistance, Nelson says the partnerships allow their teams to tell the real story of what's going on behind the scenes of the crisis. As a result of their work there,
not only do we have the joy of helping these people who are in dire straits, but also a church has been planted. In fact, members of the African Union military force, which is there to keep the peace, members of that force have actually come to faith in Christ as a result.
You're listening to Mission Network News. At least 3,000 Christians, Dalits, and rights activists from across India gathered in New Delhi to protest yesterday. MNN's Ruth Kramer reports.
The rally was called Stop Violence on Christians. Christians came from 8 states around India to protest against the apathetic response the India government has had on the rise in anti-Christian attacks. The All India Christian Council, human rights, and political leaders participated in yesterday's protest. And according to protesters, in 2006, the AICC recorded at least one attack every third day, but that's increased to every other day for the first 4 months of 2007. Many Christians believe these attacks are coming because of the large number of people who are turning to Christ. Hindu nationalists view this as a threat to the Indian culture. One protester says Christianity has been reduced to a daylight religion because many people feel it's unsafe to worship freely after sunset. Christians in Mumbai also staged a rally in display of solidarity. Pray that despite the violence, the church will grow and believers will be bold in their witness. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
Meanwhile, Pentecost Sunday brought with it a concert of prayer as it coincided with the annual Global Day of Prayer. This year's theme was 10-1-90, spelled out in 10 days of prayer leading up to Pentecost, then one day of global prayer followed by 90 days of Christians seeking God for ways that they can bless their city. More than 200 nations participated in the event this year, representing the most nations to participate in an organized prayer meeting in the history of the church. And 9 cities across the United States will receive scripture via their newspapers in the next year. The International Bible Society Send the Light City Reachers projects are scheduled for completion between now and May 2008. This will triple the projects that they've completed in the last 2 years. Each city reacher has a New Testament customized for the city with pictures as well as testimonies from 2 people in the city. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people a week to watch their TV broadcast in the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free Sat7 DVD at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.